It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And coming at you here on Gwen and Chris, 4 o'clock, moving into hour number 3 of our Friday program. Going to play a little Chris versus the fans here. Opportunity for you to play a little trivia. Win a pair of tickets to the sold-out Dia de los Deftones at Petco Park. November the 2nd, it features Deftones, Idols, Paris, Texas, and more. Got to play a little trivia here to do it. Anything going on that we need to touch on before we get into this, Greg?
I don't think so.
You want to just get right to it? Because you hate...
I would love to
you
get
hate
right
when
to
we
it.
When we have patter before the game
I ask you
show.
To save your patter for after the game.
All right. Dodgers-Yankees still over an hour away. So sit back, relax, and let's play some Chris versus the fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself...
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Don't worry, guys. Brandon on the chat wants to remind you that Shohei is just an hour away from batting.
About an hour and... 16.
Well, I guess he's the bottom of the...
Bottom of the first. Okay. So, yeah. Hour and 16.
Either way, we'll know because they won't let us forget it. Chris versus the fans. The rules. You have to make it through 3 questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. If Chris gets it wrong, though, you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it, and you will get that question for free today. Chris versus the fans is presented by SD Fat Loss. Lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 60 days. Visit SDFatLoss.com to schedule your free consultation. Let's go. Oh, my gosh. Jocelyn, you hung up. I was going to go right to you. Jocelyn was telling us that on the chat that she was on Price is Right, and she hit the dollar thing, so she got $1,000. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Everybody hopes to get the dollar thing.
Everybody hopes, yeah, because you got to. If you hit it twice, you get a bunch of money or something. All right. Let's go to our first contestant today, Eric.
What's Hello, up, Eric?
Hey, gentlemen. Been a really long time. I think I got on a bunch since Scravy started screening calls, and it's been about 6 months since I've been on.
Scravy the screener has added again.
I am not honestly turning people away on purpose.
I know, but it's good to be back, guys. Look, my radio dial doesn't change from 97.3 probably in about a year.
Oh, awesome. Thank you very much, Eric.
Love to have you.
Now I can't turn him away anymore.
Eric, you win. Congratulations. You just won Chris versus the fans. Very nice of you.
All right, here we go. First question. Where does Lamont Butler play college basketball right now?
Ooh, that's a good one, I think.
Oh, it had to be this question. I do not know where he transferred to.
I think Chris knows.
I do. He went to Kentucky.
Tucky! Sorry, Eric. I'm going to look out for you so I can put you on hold next time. All right, next contestant. You guys are very talkative over here today.
I'm just waiting for a nice contestant so I can get to my...
Let's go back-to-back Erics.
How about Eric?
Eric.
Come on down.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Eric?
Back-to-back
Good.
Erics.
Quick story. Scravy, I was camping in Upper State, New York, and a Buffalo Bill ran through my campsite.
Man, that's crazy. An animal ran through your campsite?
Buffalo Bill ran right through that bad boy.
Buffalo Bill ran right through it, Billy. You got shafted a couple weeks ago.
Wow. See, you hear that? Buffalo Bill, he's telling me that it's real.
Yeah. No,
Thank you very much.
I wasn't
Eric.
Sober, but I saw it.
Sober, but I saw it. Okay. All right, Eric, here we go. First question.
There we go.
We all know the horrible, horrible Luis Arraez won the National League batting title for the third straight time. Who finished second in the National League?
Shohei Ohtani.
Nice job.
Nice work, Eric.
Oh, no!
No, he didn't.
No,
somebody passed
yes, he did.
Him.
No, I hit the drop button on accident. This is my fault.
Wait, was Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
But dropped him from the game?
I didn't mean to hit that button. Please call back, Eric. We're going to have to wait.
Everybody else call and block Eric.
No, don't do that. Chris, why would you ever say that?
Because I want you to suffer a little bit.
That is messed
for your mistake.
Up. I did not mean to hit the drop button.
So he just hung up on a guy who still should be playing the
game.
Yes,
yes, yes.
All right, come
so
on,
are we
Eric.
Stalling for Eric to call back?
I'm going to give him a little bit more to call back.
I mean,
there is an open line.
He answered that pretty quickly, too. So
I know.
It could be like a nice little run he's about to get on.
I know. Eric.
This may secretly be because he said a Buffalo Bill ran through his campsite.
No, he was on my side.
No, not.
Ah, here he is.
I don't think he was on your side.
Eric, I'm sorry you're still here.
What's up, guy? That's
see,
hey,
Scravy tried to take you out.
You dropped me because of that Buffalo Bill joke, huh?
I did not mean to drop you.
See, it was funny, Eric. Eric.
You know what, Scravy? Go Cowboys on Sunday night.
Eric, you know what's funny is right before you got online, he was just telling Chris and I that you were on his side, not knowing that you were actually making fun of him in the Buffalo Bill joke. So
it is crazy, you know. Take a minute to catch up.
Okay, Eric, I'm going to have to drop you one more time because this is ridiculous.
Here we go. Question number two. Since 2010, two teams have lost back-to-back World Series. Name both.
Since 2010.
Since 2010, I want to say the Astros. 2010, and I think it was the Rangers.
Rangers.
Stay there.
Sorry, Eric. Thanks for calling back. Rangers were the first in 10 and 11, and then the Dyers, 17 and 18.
That's for your Buffalo Bill joke.
That's just too bad, Eric. Because
I always wanted to do this. You are the weakest link. Goodbye. And I hit the drop. That was my favorite right there.
Oh, the weakest link lady. Man,
remember
she
that
was
game
tough.
Show?
Yeah, she was tough.
All right, well, you did get that right, Chris.
All right, on to the next contestant.
Let's go to Greg in San Diego.
Greg, how are you? Happy Friday, my friend.
I'm good, guys. Happy Friday to you. Hey, just on the game shows, you know, I don't know if you remember. I think it was Black and White. I used to watch it with my parents, What's My Line? And they had a lot of famous people on there.
Line.
You had to pick, like, the famous celebrity.
Yep. So, What's My Line? To Tell the Truth. Those are all the old ones.
Is that kind of like...
but they used to get unbelievable celebrities, like Burt Reynolds would come out, the President of the United States would come out. Man. And the celebrities were blindfolded, so they had to ask questions to try to figure out who it was, and then the person would always disguise their voice and try to be funny.
Man, game show producers from back in the day are
creative, right?
Pretty good.
Yeah, What's My Line?
And getting those people on the show. Anyway.
I guess it was a lot easier when those ideas hadn't been created yet. So
that's correct.
Yes, that's true.
A little bit of blank canvas to work with.
Yeah.
True that.
Yeah.
All right.
Question number one.
Here we go. Who was just hired as the new Cincinnati Reds manager?
Schumacher.
Schumacher.
Ooh, I would love for that to happen.
I'm sure they would love for that. They would have.
That's actually not a bad choice. But they chose someone else. Stay there, Greg.
Well, I mean, you're just assuming that they don't like the choice that they were given.
Yeah, no, they shouldn't.
Terry what? Francona.
Don't talk about Terry.
Terry Francona can manage, man. He's just
sorry about Thanks. That, Greg. Thank
I,
you.
I think you're just weak. It's ageism, is what this is
ageism,
from you.
Ageism, huh?
Yeah, from Scrape.
No, I have a problem with. I have a problem with people who step away from their jobs and retire due to health issues and come back a year later. Remember Bruce Arians? I mean, it just basically tells me you wanted to get out of that situation. So why didn't you just say, "I want to get out of that situation"?
Maybe the team didn't want him back in that situation. And
could be true.
Yeah, you know, so there's multiple reasons.
I'm not, like, Terry Francona, the person. I'm not attacking
You're
Tony.
You're attacking his skills as a manager.
You're saying that that Skip Schumacher would be a much better choice. I mean, how many World Series is he?
Well, he follows me on Twitter, so.
That's fine.
That's why I like Skip.
Just mistakenly stumbled upon you.
I think he used to listen to the... Oh, this is me. All right.
Yeah, waiting on you, buddy.
Let's go to Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hello, Alex. Happy Friday.
Hey, these questions are tough, but I'll go for it.
All right. Good luck, Alex. You might get it.
Question number one.
Or I might miss them. That's another possibility.
Who is the number one college football team in the country?
Right today. Number one. That's tough because it's been changing often.
Ohio State?
Buckeyes.
Ohio.
Oregon.
Ooh, is that your final answer?
What's your final answer?
I'm going to go Oregon.
Oregon's his final answer.
That
you
is correct.
Made the right call.
Ooh,
good job.
We're feeling generous, people.
Yeah. Alex sounds like a good contestant. Let him in.
All right.
What team did the Padres beat for their only 7-game series win in franchise history?
Braves.
Nice.
When was that?
1998.
Yeah.
That series went 6.
No, I'm saying in a 7-game series.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I didn't hear it correctly.
He was so ready to jump all over me.
No, I just
he
couldn't
was
think
so
of the,
ready.
No, I couldn't think of the answer because I didn't remember the Padres ever winning a 7-game series. That's why I was thinking of the wrong question.
All right.
On
no problem.
Question number 3.
No problem. No harm done. No harm, no foul. Alex, good job. You're still in there.
Thanks.
According to Baseball Reference.
Of course.
Which Yankees nickname is Bigfoot?
Which Yankees name is Bigfoot?
Yes.
That sounds like you're
like
Googling,
a player?
Sir.
Yeah, I think you're looking for a player whose nickname is Bigfoot, and evidently that player plays for the Yankees.
Aaron Judge.
Fair guess.
Okay, you're not.
Bigfoot.
Whenever people give me phrases, they're like, what was that question again? Like,
yeah, and you're just accusing people.
Yankees.
And you're just
nickname,
accusing. And you turned out to be
Bigfoot,
wrong.
Bigfoot. I did.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't say that this was an active player, so it
I did
honestly
not.
Could be any Yankee in the history of the sport.
Could
which
be.
It's question number 3.
Yeah, it makes it kind of difficult. I think I know this one, but it's not coming to mind. So when I hear the answer, I'll be angry. I don't know. Whitey Ford.
Whitey Ford. Is he a big dude or what?
No, he's a little guy. He's a pitcher, but that's all I could think of.
It was in the time frame where they gave people nicknames that were opposite of what they were.
Oh, yeah. So he would have been like Big Whitey Ford when he's actually really small?
Yeah.
Chris, you are?
We got ourselves
Alex,
a winner.
Alex, you just won the game.
Stay
good
down.
For you. Stay online there, Alex.
The answer?
I'm going to be mad.
Giancarlo Stanton.
No, I'm not going to be mad. I never heard
what
that.
Were you gonna
I don't remember. I just thought I'd heard that nickname attached to somebody, but it wasn't Giancarlo Stanton.
Big some foot. Of those nicknames on
it might have been Mike Stanton
crazy.
That you was attached to.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, it was formerly Mike Stanton.
All right. That's going to end our Chris versus the Fast.
Alex, was this his first time or no?
No, I don't think so.
Good job though, Alex.
Good work, Alex. He came on here a little shaky.
A little
on hesitant. He was gonna be able to get through it.
A little hesitant. He ends up winning.
He's our winner. All right, let's get to break. On the other side, life comes at you fast. We'll highlight a brawl in hockey where a grudge was held for quite a long time. More Gwen and Chris on the other side. Right. Here's some traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
421. I kind of hijacked Chris's close out there, the last segment.
Oh, that's all right.
Apologies. To my
no worries.
Partner, Chris Ello. Life comes at you fast. And Chris, you know, given that this is a hockey story, I think you're better positioned to kind of talk about it. But
yeah, I like it, though. It's a good one.
Long story short, it's not very often in sports where a son can get revenge for pops.
No, probably never.
And the times that it does happen, they certainly aren't getting revenge on the same person. I hand it over to Chris Ello.
Yeah, it happened in the National Hockey League, which is where this would happen. Shane Doan was an all-star forward for many teams. I think the one I remember at the end was the Arizona Coyotes or the Phoenix Coyotes or whatever they were called at the time. But Shane Doan was a really good winger. And some guy beat him up pretty good in a, there you go, Scrape. Some guy beat him up pretty good in a scrap 8 years ago. The guy's name was Radko Gudas.
If you slide it over once, you can see the video of Shane Doan getting his head
handed to him,
pushed into the, well, it wasn't even a fight. It was a check. And he was on the ground, and my man just plowed him into the
boards. Doan was with Arizona, and the defenseman in question was a Philadelphia. So it was a cheap shot. That's what it was. It wasn't a fight. It was a cheap shot against Doan. Hit him in the back. A very illegal check. 8 years later, 8 years later, Doan's son Josh in the National Hockey League found Gudkus, the same guy. Gudas.
Radko Gudas.
That is a name.
That is a name. He found him, and he beat him silly. he just went after him. And I wonder if Gudkus or Gudas knew that what was going on. Like, why is this kid trying to beat me up? What's going on here? They're all on different teams. Gudas is now on the Ducks, and the young Doan plays for, I can't see his jersey.
He plays for Utah.
Oh, no, the Utah Hockey Club.
Utah Hockey Club.
But he went after him. I love it. And the only thing I can say is, having been around those guys in my years with the Gulls, and the what they remember fights, the same way golfers remember birdies. They can remember every fight they've
clearly
ever had.
Clearly that memory bank is, yes, is passed on to the kids.
Because, yeah, and a lot of times they end up fighting the same guy, so they want to know, go to school for the next time they have to fight the same guy. Fighting isn't as big in the game anymore.
No.
Which, I mean, it was always two schools of thought, right? Is fighting just stupid, or was it entertaining? And I think it was a little of both. So I think most people kind of liked it, but I think a lot of people railed against it and thought it took away from the sport. I thought it was kind of enjoyable. I didn't have to do it. They would get some good haymakers in there.
I didn't have to do it.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty fun. I mean, I
would say that you can make an argument. Hockey has lost some
luster without the fighting. You know, again, I hate doing this because Scraby always comments. How about one time you don't comment?
Don't even know what you're going to say.
Well, what I'm going to say is back in the day.
If I could tell.
There we go.
I can't believe
you have to always comment.
First of all, hold on. I can't believe you didn't have your finger on
the pulse.
Button.
You should have been ready.
Too late. The moment's missed.
Too late. But in the day, like the 70s and 80s, they didn't even have rules to govern fighting. So they would start fighting, and then every player on the bench would just come off the bench on both sides, and then there would end up being 15 fights all over the ice. And it was quite a crazy scene. Now, many years ago, they finally put a rule in that if you leave the bench, you got like a 10-game suspension.
Oh, wow.
Much
really
like
trying to crack down.
Right. They wouldn't let anybody off the bench. So at that time, then the most you could get out of is 5 against 5. Unless the goalies went down and started fighting each other, which happened from time to time.
Has it?
Oh, absolutely.
What kind of beef do the goalies have?
It doesn't matter. They
got
to get out.
They got beef because they partners
why,
got
why
beef.
Do the guys from the bullpen run in when there's a pushing and shoving match at second
you
base?
You fight all of us.
That's right.
They always run in and then they just mill about
and walk back. If you have a good Donnybrook and there's 4-on-4 or 3-on-3 and goalies might start screaming at each other, and who knows, they'll go. You can find some videos, I'm sure, of goalies fighting.
I think I think we shared this during the break, so you guys didn't get to hear it. But the one thing that you can be happy is that you're not dealing with that L.A. traffic that is up there today. Here are the events they have going today. They have a World Series Game 1.
Yep.
Right down the street, the Lakers are playing the Phoenix Suns. Right down the street from there, the USC Trojans are in action.
Oh, that's right. At the Coliseum.
At the Coliseum. Right?
That is so close to Staples Center.
It's ridiculous.
Right.
And then they have, I believe, two big high school football events going today. So 5 games. But those three that I first mentioned are all like pretty much in the same
They're
area.
All the World Series, yeah, Dodger Stadium and Crypto Staples Center, whatever, and Coliseum are all within 5 miles of each other.
That piece of freeway.
And you're looking at 80,000 at the Coliseum, you're looking at 20,000 at Staples and 50 at Dodger.
That's terrible.
That's 150,000 people.
All crowding into a 5 mile radius.
That's just the people that can get in. You know there are people going down that way who have no ticket at this point.
And there's probably a few people just trying to get home from work.
It looks like
about those people.
Oh, can you imagine? I would be so infuriated. I'd be like, even though I want to go to all these events, I'm so mad that I'm in this traffic.
I'd be a mess.
That traffic is ungodly right now.
You got to be taking public transit, right?
No, nobody.
LA doesn't have public transit that's any good.
They have a subway, don't they?
Yeah, but nobody's used to taking it. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I don't even know where
it goes. That's what I mean.
Where does it go?
I don't know.
he says, I don't know.
Might as well just stay at home, watch the game on TV tonight.
Oh, Michael says the 15 North is pretty bad, too. From Miramar to Temecula. Ooh,
that's in my neck of the woods, I guarantee you.
But that's
you are at least rolling.
But that's not traffic for the game.
No, that's just normal
that's
traffic.
That's just regular old everyday traffic.
What'd you say, 50, 50 40,
thou. And 20? I said 130,000. It'd be about 150,000 total at those
add that
three games.
Add more into that 15 for you right there. That's what it'd be like.
Well, Dodgers fans are going to leave early, so it'll help the congestion on the way home.
They won't get there until the fourth inning.
I was about to say, they're going to show up late.
They're not going to be able to leave too early because they're going to get there so late. When they start this game tonight, there will be a ton of empty seats. You'll see. Because
there's
no way everybody can get to this game on time.
I mean, it wasn't until like maybe the bottom of the second that When
the Padres,
at least when everybody was seated.
Why? This is a real question. Why haven't they made it easier to get to this place?
First of all, it's tucked away in like a corner.
Are you asking about Dodger Stadium?
Yeah.
It is in a really odd. It's at the top of a hill and then down a hill, then up another hill.
There's three ways out.
There's three or four exits. They all go totally different places.
And there's only two lanes in each of them.
And they don't have one big parking lot. They have like 25 little parking lots inside the area instead of just one big lot like the rest of the stadiums in the world have.
It's at least.
So you got to get in, and then you got to get into one of those littler lots.
And if you don't leave early, it's at least an hour to get out of the stadium.
Dodger Stadium.
I didn't survive the Lexus lot. I wouldn't survive Dodger Stadium.
Lexus lot is light work compared to that.
light work.
Compared to Dodger Stadium, to this day,
when people say, you know, are you going to be in some. Because after Padre games, this year I stayed till the end of almost every Padre game I went to. And I really didn't find the traffic all that bad. But I always just compared it to what I was used to growing up.
Yeah.
So where are you parking, though?
He's in the MTS lot.
See, the MTS is even worse.
It can be grimy in the MTS.
I didn't find it to be too troublesome.
The game that Luis Arraez made his Padre debut at home, and then he walked it off. Mm-hmm. I knew it was going to be such bad traffic. I went down to the clubhouse to get some sound for Sammy, and that took me an hour. I got back to the MTS, still a line in the MTS. It took me almost 2.5 hours to get out of the MTS lot. Yeah. And then JP... PR guy for the Padres got into his car.
JP
it
Nolan?
Was that late. He was leaving.
Yeah.
And he looks at me. We lock eyes. Did I let him in?
Yes.
Of course I did. I let JP in.
You're trying to kind of get, you know.
No, and JP's a nice guy.
Sounds like your bark is worse than your bite then. You're telling me that you never let anybody in.
That might be the most
now
accurate
all of a
thing
sudden, you know, now you're doing it.
This is me on Villa de la Valle.
Don't every day. It.
In your head.
You're a softie.
In your head, you're like.
You're a softie.
Trying to look for a
soft as cotton.
Oh, is this me?
Yeah. As the car pulls up, that's you right there. Let's get to break. On the other side, Scraby's finally got a big five ready to go. We'll hop into it. More Gwen and Chris.
Ben and Woods on the Fan.
The ZZ Top, so disappointing they looked bored.
They looked beard.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we got him.
I gotta be filled up.
Hold on. I met a very nice man by the name of Mitch today. And Mitch is a big fan of the show. And when he was in his job, he was, guess what, Tony? A federal judge. And he said that you and I looked hilarious in our barrister wigs yesterday.
So he's watching on
sports
YouTube
court.
Too.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And he said that he has a couple of robes, but we can only borrow them.
Wow.
I don't know that we can. He's not going to give us his real judge robes, but he said we could certainly use them. I don't know how we would make that work, but thanks to Mitch. And one of the other things he said is, one of the funniest parts of the show is watching you try to unwind your earbuds when it's time for you to get on the air and talk. And that's what was just happening right there.
Wow.
My guy had the biggest, like the longest string of spaghetti right there.
Always with the spaghetti on my earbuds. I don't know why that is.
Scraby didn't even look your way this time. He just was just going to let that ride out.
Throws his hands up. I don't blame him.
What are we doing over here?
Well, we're having the same problems we always have.
We
should be used to it.
I just don't understand. How does it end up?
I don't know.
Like twisted up like
when
that?
When I get off, when the segment's over, I go like this. Carefully put them down.
No, you do not.
I don't. When I get down, I go like this. I take them off and I just flip it over.
He does.
And by the time I come back, it's just, you know, it gets crazy.
That makes sense.
That's the problem.
Do you remember when Chris refused Tony to get new headphones, even though he used one?
I had the one earbud.
The other one broke off. So he just used one.
This is a problem that I definitely have and I recognize. I don't like to try anything new. Once I get, you know, something and it's comfortable to me, I even if something's better, I'd rather stay with what I have. And my wife and I go through this issue quite often.
I respectfully told Chris once we were playing audio and it was only on one side. He's like, "You're not playing any audio." I'm like, "It's because you only got your right ear in."
That's right. I mean, it was made perfect sense to get new ears. I just took like a year to get them.
Yeah.
I'm not good at new stuff. I don't like. The other night, Tony informed me that the Apple phone had a new update, because I was only on 17.7, and Tony goes, "You got to get to 18.1.
That's right.
And I was in no hurry to do it. But Tony set it up for me, and then so overnight it changed my phone. And the next morning I woke up, I was completely out of sorts, because my phone just had been changed. The look of it was different. I came into work, I'm like, "Tony, did your phone do this?"
He was a little worried.
I get a little panicked. Once I get used to the phone, I don't want anything different.
Oh my gosh, Jocelyn, who said she was on Price is Right, she sent me a bunch of her Price is Right pictures, and
did she win?
She apparently won the spin. So she won $1,000.
She must have won to get to the spin.
That's awesome.
And she's very excited about it.
We all would be excited if we
did.
Here's this one too.
Is Jocelyn kind of a crazy? Are you crazy, Jocelyn? I mean,
I'm
you got to
answer
a little,
that.
Well, not crazy, but you got to be kind of out there and outgoing and wild
her
for them to select you. They won't select you if you're just kind of quiet
and withdrawn.
What's her
nickname on the chat?
The Black Widow.
Oh boy.
So there.
I don't know. Jocelyn, I'm a big fan. Can I tell you?
All right.
Let's carry on.
Big fan. Traffic, big
Let's
five. Let's
on.
Go.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
I hope you didn't read this, but baseball coverage on 97.3 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro. And we move into
number five,
which we need to make our predictions, guys. So World Series is 25 minutes and 40 seconds away, according to TV right now. I think Chris is up first today. Chris, who is your winner? Who is your MVP? And how many games will it take?
I was on the KUSI earlier in the week, okay. So I picked Dodgers in six.
Ooh.
I don't know how I'm supposed to do the right thing here. If I picked the Yankees in six, people would be upset with that, I'm sure, too. So I think the Dodgers have a little deeper lineup. I think they have a little deeper bullpen. I think they should win the series, but I think it'll be a lot of fun. As far as picking an MVP is concerned, you know, Muncy just had too hot of a series. I don't see him coming back with another hot series. How about Will Smith? I'll tell you, I always think it's somebody offbeat for MVP.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Otani and Betts, they're going to pitch them so tough. So maybe Will Smith comes up with some big shots.
Tony, series winner, number of games, MVP.
I'm going to say.
I think I should turn this down. It's so serious.
I'm going to say Yanks in seven.
Yanks
take the Yankees.
Seven.
All right. Spoken like somebody who's going to have to see some more Padre fans than I'll run into.
Oh, you know I don't care about that. I would certainly pick the Dodgers if I felt like they was going to win. And you know who the MVP is going to be. So go ahead and you can put it down.
Oh, God.
You don't even need to ask me, Scraby.
Soto.
John Birdie's not on the roster.
John Birdie didn't make the roster.
It only leaves you with one other choice.
It's Soto.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Do I have to make one, too? Yankees in six.
You got Yankees in. You don't have seven on mine, just so you
There you go. Just put seven. Yankees in six. And I'm going to take Chris's guy, Tommy Edman. That can't happen if I choose the Yankees. That was pretty dumb. I'm live on the air right now.
So you really want to pick the Dodgers is what you want to do.
No, I just wanted to stick it to Chris, and I didn't think that through.
Yanks in six, but Tommy Edmonds the MVP.
It could happen. It happened in one World Series.
Okay.
Just one.
I got one. As much as Chris is going to hate this, Jazz Chisholm.
Well, yeah, I would hate that.
All right, there we go.
What was my commentary about Jazz Chisholm a couple weeks ago?
I don't remember.
I had a one-sentence description of Jazz.
Oh, gosh.
I wasn't here for this.
What? He's an idiot.
That's very mean.
I know, but I don't like the guy. I don't like the way...
You don't know him.
I know that he went out of his way to, you know, try to stick it to the Tigers after they won a game in the series. And so, they were lucky. Come on,
that was actually the Royals, I believe.
Was that the Royals series?
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
Runs together for me.
I don't know that they didn't play Detroit, did they? Yeah, they played the Royals.
Yeah. All right. Number four. There was a very interesting article in The Athletic posing this question. Can Monday night's World Series game outdraw Monday Night Football? Now, none of the last four World Series have averaged more than 12 million viewers. And last year, they averaged 9.1 million viewers with the Rangers and the Diamondbacks. Only one World Series has averaged more than 20 million viewers since 2005. And that would be the 2016 World Series featuring the Cubs finally getting that win after so long. That series averaged 22.8 million viewers. Get this. Game 7. 40 million people watched Game 7 of that series. Now, Monday Night Football is going to be the Giants at the Steelers.
Well, they got a shot then.
Yeah, I guess so.
The Giants playing.
I know.
Although New York is still New York, right? Giants?
Yeah, are they are Giants fans usually Yankees fans?
Are they
going to
watch the Yankees or the Giants, though?
You're right. I could ask somebody from New York, but I think the Yankees used to play at Giants Stadium when they were fixing Yankee Stadium.
Well,
so the Giants and the Yankees kind of go together. The Mets and the Jets normally go together in that.
Well,
not always.
They ran, too.
Right.
The average Monday Night Football game last season averaged 17.4 million viewers. Tony, do you think the World Series can challenge Monday Night Football?
I think it can this year. They have the right two teams. The Giants football team is atrocious right now.
Yes. The Steelers have Russell Wilson, who wants to watch him.
This Tony. Guy. This
Tony's
guy.
Pointing to himself.
But not a marquee matchup in the NFL. So they got a chance. They got the two most popular teams in baseball in a World Series. Hopefully by that time, that's a Monday game.
Yes.
So that would be game three?
That'll be game three.
Three, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be the first one
so
in New York.
So hopefully these first two games live up to the bill. They got a shot. I'll say they have a shot.
All right. Chris, do you think Monday Night or the World Series could challenge Monday Night Football?
I don't. I'll take Monday Night Football. The only way I'll take the World Series is if they decide to put the Giants-Steeler game on ESPN+.
Okay.
I don't know. Football, you know, I was going to compare it to something. I don't get it. Like, I don't get why you wouldn't be watching the World Series over a Week 7 game, but I feel like football is just dominant like that. So I think football will win.
You're probably right.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true.
Number three.
During the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Week 7 Monday Night loss to the Ravens, quarterback Baker Mayfield was seen popping some pouches into his mouth while he was on the bench. Football fans immediately recognized these pouches as Zyn, which is a tobacco-less nicotine product. ESPN reports that Mayfield will not be disciplined. This is what the article said. For popping a lip pillow during the game. That's why I had to keep it in there.
A lip pillow!
I've never heard of that before, but I think I'm going to
call him put that in.
A lip pillow. However, the NFL does prohibit the use of tobacco-related products both on the field and during interviews, so Mayfield will reportedly receive a letter directing him not to use Zyn on the sideline again, but he could be fined the next time he's caught Zinning or putting in a lip pillow. Chris, how big a deal is this?
I think it's a look that Baker Mayfield would rather not have. There's young people watching. Probably not the best example to set. But beyond that, not that big a deal.
Tony, how big a deal is this?
It's just a reminder that they're always watching you. It's bad. It's a small deal.
Especially your quarterback.
Deal. No deal. No deal at all.
They always got a camera on you.
I mean, he was like nothing on the
No,
bench.
I know.
I know.
And they, you know, that's what I'm just saying. You got to be aware.
I saw Reggie Jackson one time. Go ahead.
You know what you do? I mean, this is what you can do. Hide behind, go behind one of those coolers.
Or go into the medical tent.
Right, pull the medical tent out.
Yeah, they
or
got
the,
that.
The bath, the pop-up bathroom that they have out there sometimes.
Or you could be like Reggie Jackson, who once had a gigantic chew of tobacco in his cheek. One of those, being interviewed after a game and just...
I mean, that was kind of the norm.
I know, and just turned and just...
Spit.
Spat right there and went back to the interview.
See, I don't know about the spitting part.
Yeah.
Most guys who had it in...
Reggie didn't mind. Reggie just did not mind.
Fair enough.
Well, it's not... Number two. It's not the best look.
But, no, but it's fine.
Yeah.
The 49ers, let me just start this, guys. You're going to have to take my fandom out of this. This is not something that I'm going to allow you guys to put on me. 49ers should have a gripe with the NFL schedulers because they're not only facing a tough schedule, but the schedule makers gave their opponent as much time as possible to prepare for the Niners. In the last 2 weeks, the Chiefs have played the 49ers coming out of their bye, and the Cowboys are going to be playing the 49ers coming out of their bye. Then in week 10, the Seahawks have their bye, but play the 49ers in week 11. Then in week 12, the Bills have their bye, and the 49ers have to fly to Buffalo in week 13. This is not me complaining about the schedule. Tony, should a team have to match up against four teams who are coming off their bye week?
I'm sorry. Read that again.
That's a long thing
Give
to
me
read.
The
49ers keep playing teams that are coming off their bye. Four times this year, they play the Chiefs coming off their bye. They're going to have the Cowboys coming off their bye.
Yeah.
They're going to have the Seahawks coming off their bye.
Yeah.
And they're going to have the Bills coming off their bye. So... should a team have to do that? Match up against four teams who are coming off their bye?
Yes, hang with them, 49ers. Yes, this is what the schedule makers made for you. You went to the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
So typically, Chris, correct me if I'm wrong, your schedule is supposed to be one of the hardest.
It is. Yeah. You win a division, you play other first
place
teams.
So guess what? This year, it's been a little bit harder because guys are fresh coming off of bye weeks. Not that it would matter. You guys still would be in the same record, by the way.
It's fine. I don't care.
Yeah, that's why we're asking. That's why you're asking a.
I told you to take my fan out of this.
Yeah, whatever.
Chris, should a team have to play four teams coming off a bye?
I would say that it's a little unfair, but I also don't know that. The schedule is so computerized, right? I don't know that that's something they factor in.
They should.
I mean, it's got to be so difficult in the first place just to make a.
Right,
17-game schedule over 18 weeks.
There's no way they can.
I think this is. I honestly think this is just a it's a hang with them in terms of it. Just I think it happened randomly. I don't think anybody sat there and said, "Let's stick it to them."
I don't think
that
either.
I think it just happened. So I think it's a hang with them.
All right.
And then if you lose this year and continue to lose like you're losing, and
okay. Number one.
Go ahead.
I don't want you to talk about my team losing any further.
That's what they're doing.
All right, I need you guys to put on your judge hats for just a second, but I was accused of something on Twitter yesterday, and I need you guys to determine if I was guilty. Yesterday, I titled our YouTube video, quote, Jackson Merrill wins Rookie of the Year. Before you judge if I am guilty of clickbaitery, here is the situation. The news had been out all day, and since our show didn't go live until 2 p.m., I felt like there was ample time for people to have seen this news, especially if they are in the Padres social media circles. I got a tweet, I believe, from The Beef. I think it was The Beef, saying that he thought Jackson Merrill actually won Rookie of the Year and then was mad at me because he called it clickbait. Chris, am I guilty of clickbaitery?
No question.
No question!
You put a headline that said Jackson Merrill won the Rookie of the Year, which he did not do.
He did!
He won the Sporting News.
Yeah.
Rookie of the Year.
He did!
That's clickbait on steroids right there. That's all-time clickbait right there.
No, because I gave you the subject, Jackson Merrill.
That's up there with the likes of SI's.
I could have put, which Padre won an award?
No, you did. No, you could have done that. But you didn't. You said straight up, Jackson Merrill is the Rookie of the Year.
He wins Rookie of the Year.
Same thing.
But
if you
is that wrong?
If you would have said which Padre won an award, that would have at least left you some opening to be like, Jackson Merrill won the Sporting News Award. Clickbait at its finest. That's a great job, man. You get hired a lot of places with that kind of clickbait.
It's funny, my daily gripe is clickbait. It just came up at the same time.
You could put another headline up there. Padres win the series.
All right.
They did win a series.
Back soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.